Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 318 of Classic Leet. My name is Scott. Kevin, I forgot to change the episode number on the YouTube stream. How you doing, man?
Good. We're on episode 318?
318.
Right on. 318. You know what that means, right?
I don't.
And neither do I. It means it's a big number. It's a lot. That's a lot of podcasting.
I thought it was going to be like a cool area code or some fun...
No, I like to bring you up and just drop you. You were on every single podcast, right? You haven't missed one?
No.
Like it was never just like Tony and Gooch or whatever.
I think, no, they're definitely some, in the first 100, maybe the first 50, I think there was at least a couple that Tony did without me.
Wow. By himself? I did one of those. That's not
he did one. He did one by himself, and then maybe he did one with Gooch and the Douchebag, and I know Gooch and the Douchebag did one. Just the two of them at one point as well that we counted as an episode. But I've been on over 300 of them.
Shit. Technically, I have two. Wait, have I?
Hey, actually, you know what? The next time we record might be the 10-year anniversary. We were May of 2010 was the first episode that we published.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. 10 years of doing this stuff.
Wow. Congrats. Good for you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. This is a video game podcast. We're going to talk about video game news and also kind of what else we've been up to. We didn't get a chance to record last week. There was some un-COVID, thank God, related sickness and crappy schedules and all that kind of stuff. So sorry if anybody was looking forward to that. But we are back this week and we've got news and... We've played
a big one this week.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. But before we do get into that, Kevin, man, how have the last couple weeks been?
Good. I'm an idiot, but... Okay, so here's the story I have. I purchased Final Fantasy VII. Hooray, right? But I also purchased a bike from Walmart. Because I thought that the local Walmart, I can do a curbside pickup. Due to COVID and all that jazz. So I went on the site, said in stock, so I purchased Final Fantasy VII and the bike that I wanted. I waited a day, called them. I said, hey, where the hell is my Final Fantasy VII, my goddamn bike? And they said, oh, yeah. Because on the thing, it said be there by May 30th. So I was like, you know, why? Just go down the aisle, boom, boom, pick it up, and you're done. They said, no, it actually comes from the warehouse. So you got to wait for that to come from the warehouse in order to pick it up. I said, well, that defeated the whole purpose, so I want to cancel that. They said, you can't. I said, okay, then. How do I not have this happen? And they said, you got to wait for it to come in, and then got to go to the store, which is the whole point of me trying to avoid, to refund the item I do not want. I said, fine. So I ended up going to Walmart that day because I wanted a bike. Bought a bike. They did not have Final Fantasy VII in stock, like it said on the website. So I went home and ordered off Amazon Final Fantasy VII. Because I said, fuck it. I'm not waiting until May 30 for that goddamn game. I need that game now, especially now that I can't get it. I want it. I ordered off Amazon. Now, Amazon said it's going to be coming in on Monday. We're supposed to be coming in this Friday. Now, Walmart sent me an email saying, hey,
it's in.
Your bike and Final Fantasy VII, they're both in right now. And I'm like, fuck me. So,
you I don't impatient know what to do. Little bastard. This is what you're getting, but right?
They both lied to me. That's the problem. So, I don't know what to do because... I have to go to Walmart anyways to refund that, but should I just go to Walmart tomorrow to pick up Final Fantasy VII? And because Amazon shipping to return is a pain in the ass. I got to go to Canada Post here and deliver it that way. Where at Walmart, I can just say, I don't want it. You take care of everything else. But I want the game now. So here's someone on Twitter said this to me. Go to Walmart, pick up the game, play that game. The Amazon game comes in, return that one to Walmart. But I don't know if it's a different SKU or how that works. So
That's running. You got to gamble there,
right? And then I'm going to be stuck with two Final Fantasy VII and two bikes.
That would just make my heart so happy in the like meanest way.
I don't know what to do. I wanted the game for this weekend specifically.
You be patient or you spend too much money. It sounds like those are your options. You know.
Oh, but that was patience.
That sucks.
So or yeah, gamble. That's where I've been. It's not gamble. Like, I go with my fucking, I'm like, I want it now, boom, boom, whichever one comes there first.
Well, just do with whatever convenient for that moment and hope it works out. That's the gamble.
I did. It blew up in my face.
No, continue that. Like, see it through.
It hasn't worked so far. It's been nothing but torment.
That's too bad, man. That's frustrating. I've had some, I've had similar stuff like that happen, so that sucks. Oh,
sucks. Yeah, and the bike I ordered was too small, because when I went to Walmart and tried it, it was like, I was like a clown car, a clown on a little bike, like The Simpsons. I was that. I was so tiny, so I bought another bike that just blew up on me today. Well, it still works, but, you know, Walmart bikes is what you get.
You've had a rough go with Walmart recently, man. You need to
come to America. That's open. That's true. But yeah, other than that, that's how my couple weeks been. Playing a lot of games too, catching up. And there's a reason why I've been playing a lot of games, and I'll get to that when we get to the
good. I do have a decent bit to talk about from a gaming perspective. Over a bit. Oh, you know, there's been something I wanted to. So your daughter took a great picture of you on one of these bicycles.
Yeah. One of them.
And what I wanted to do was respond when you said that she had did that with a picture of the girl Janet from Kim's Convenience taking a photo and reference, because that takes place in Toronto.
Kim's Convenience. I haven't watched that show. I've heard great things about it.
It's like, I kind of just want to say it's got that typical Canadian kind of like softness to gas. It. She's, you know what I mean?
Have you ever watched Corner Gas?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. That's what it kind
of
reminds me of.
Like, and I guess a lot of when I say that, a lot of that comes from the Nickelodeon aspect, which a lot of my exposure to Canadian shows was Nickelodeon. Yeah. So this has like a Nickelodeon, like there's a PG-ness to it, or an innocence, or like a, this is okay for prime time, even though they'll make like more adult situation jokes or whatever.
Blackish? Blackish kind of does that, I find.
I haven't watched that. I heard that's pretty funny too.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, it's pretty good.
There's just a charm to Kim's Convenience, and I got a crush on Janet. So
you should watch Working Mom as well. I'm a working mom myself, so, and that takes place in Toronto, but it's more like edgy, surprisingly.
That's on Netflix, right? It's got the girl that's like long, like dark hair.
She looks like olive oil, kind of.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
My friend Bailey really likes that. She says it's really good.
It's hilarious. And Dan Aykroyd's in it too.
Oh, I love Dan Aykroyd.
As a cameo. He's cool. Canadian too, right? So
there you go.
Yeah.
Good deal. So yeah. Oh, another fun thing that I did. I installed a hammock today, like a old school, yarn or rope hammock. And I'm lucky enough to have two trees in my backyard that are the exact distance apart. Perfect. So it's even the kind on a tree, which is really fun. So I'll take a picture of you in the hammock. Between two big, like, I think they're maple trees. I don't know what they are. They're big giant trees. I don't know. But yeah, I guess should we talk about new game releases before we get to news, or do you want to get into?
Yeah, we have a couple of things we missed from last week. Well, not a lot. One of them is actually from in the news, so I don't know if you want to save it for that, or you just combine it, doesn't matter. Streets of Rage 4 came out.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Now, Streets of Rage is that game that I love, but I don't play.
Okay.
It's like Golden Axe. I'm like, oh, I love that game. Do you want to play? Absolutely not. Like, it's just, I love it.
Okay.
From when I played it, but I don't ever want to touch it again. Because beat 'em ups are not what they used to be. They're very repetitive.
They were always repetitive. What do you mean by that?
I guess they didn't feel repetitive when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm like, yeah, this is very repetitive. I don't have the patience for this anymore.
I don't know. There's something about the, if it's got a good feel, whatever that means, I don't mind the repetition. Turtles arcade game isn't a good example of that for me.
Well, like X-Men Arcade, for example, when that came out, we were like, meh. And that game was great at the time.
Yeah, but I guess I don't have that. I do have that for X-Men and Simpsons and that kind of stuff, and Turtles.
Yeah.
The actual arcade machine. When I meant Turtles 2 on the NES, the arcade game.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. That one has a feel to it that I love. But that's a very repetitive, you know, there's like four colors of Foot Clan guys that they rotate through. Yeah. Like, but something about that does not bother me, even though it's objectively very repetitious.
The white ones threw a boomerang. I used to think they threw bananas at you because I was stupid as a dumbass kid.
No, they weren't the white ones. Or maybe whites also did that. But whites also had the katana blades that they would jump up and like.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously the recycled sprites. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't
know. I got Streets of Rage 3D for 3DS, and I bought it because it was, you know, 3DS classic, actual 3D game. And I was like, wow, I don't want to play this. And I never played it, but I have it. I don't know. I just don't feel it anymore.
I've never been a Streets of Rage guy, but they're beat 'em ups I still like. Have you had a chance to play Streets of Rage 4 at all?
No, not at all.
Shout out to Dumez here. He sent an email. I was like, hey, it's on Game Pass. And I did happen to see that it was on Game Pass, but only out of sheer coincidence before he had sent me the email, or it would have totally passed me by. I almost bought it on Switch. And the only reason I didn't was because it wasn't out yet. So I just happened to open up Game Pass. I just happened to be goofing around, or I don't even know why I opened the app. I either opened my Xbox or the app on my PC, and it was on there. I'm like, what in the world? I almost spent $25 on this.
I fucking hate Game Pass because I don't have it. Oh, it sounds beautiful. I love Game Pass. I want it.
Just get a fucking Xbox. It's worth it. It's in Canada.
I just bought a bike. I just bought a bike and two copies of FF7. You think I have money for Xbox One? If I didn't buy any of those, I would.
Yeah. But, so I have gotten to play it, and I like it. I don't know if I would have been happy with 20.
What's the animation like? Is it like the flashiness?
Yeah, but it's, it doesn't feel like that. Like, okay, so instead of flashiness, I'm going to say I get more of a Venture Brothers.
Okay.
You know how Flash feels like its cutouts floating on top of other cutouts?
Yeah.
This does not feel quite like that to me, even though it's got really hard lines and screenshots will look like that.
Sprites harder? Is that why they don't do sprites anymore?
Because I don't know.
I prefer a Streets of Rage 4 sprites.
Kevin, I have no idea.
Because Double Dragon 4 was sprites, right?
Yeah.
And I'd prefer that over than this, like Told You I'm an Earl is the same thing, Back in the Groove. It's like that flashy animation as opposed to the sprites that I like. And the flashy animation never does it for me, ever.
Well, what do you even like Super Meat Boy? When you say ever?
Well, Binding
of Isaac, I would argue, does.
No, that's spritey. Binding of Isaac is spritey.
Or maybe there's iterations that I've played that weren't spritey.
Yeah, there was. So Binding of Isaac
first came out, it wasn't spritey. It was more flashy.
It was absolutely flashy. And then they made the remake or the
rebrand. The Afterbirth or whatever edition. Or
yeah, that's definitely spritey. Okay. When you grow up, you can see the pixels. But Super Meat Boy is spritey. It is flashy because it is a flash game. So I'm okay with that. I'm talking about like games that were sprites that they now remake or re-release as flashy, like Wonder Boy.
Yeah, I was going to say Wonder Boy is an example of that, yeah.
But that, maybe I'm just being a hypocrite, because that animation's beautiful, I find, in Wonder Boy. It doesn't feel flashy. Maybe it feels like the same as Streets of Rage 4 then.
Yeah, it's just it's done right. So it my brain accepts it. For whatever thing I can't articulate that lets my brain accept it and it's okay with me, it has it.
Yeah. Like Wonder Boy, I accept it, and Told You I'm a Normal Back in a Groove, I have a tough time with. Mm.
Why? Right? Who knows?
I don't know.
It's the truth of it. I was listening to the Bombcast. I'll probably talk about the Bombcast a lot today. But they were really or at least Jeff Gerstmann was really dogging on the soundtrack. And I've made it to stage 4 so far. I kind of like the soundtrack. I don't know what the
Is it, how do I
It's weird, funky, sound like an asshole? Kinda, is it, it sounds like an is asshole, it, it's okay.
No, is it gay rock? Like, that's the way Streets of Rage always had that soundtrack and their little pulses and stuff like that.
I have.
That's what we used to call it as
never
kids.
Never heard that. Whoa, Mr. P. No wonder you're PC. You're so guilty about what a shitbag you were. No, I'm kidding.
I was. It was never an insult. It just sounded like the poses and the clothes.
We didn't use that term, I suppose, but I know what you mean.
Don't say that term. You make it sound like a... Only they can say that.
I am intentionally trying to make you feel bad. I'm just teasing. No, it was more like... Hotline Miami, maybe?
Okay, Hotline Miami.
Like there was a little bit more groove. Like, it's electronic, but, like, more of a groove to it than like a dunce, 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 you know, more like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's, you know, more of a groove, you know, something that you want to tap your toe to and dance to or whatever. Yeah. So what'd you say?
Gay rock, like I said.
No, that's not. Way to... we'll see if Kevin's got the stones to call the episode that. All right.
No, not doing that.
No, the sound, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Would you say, Hotline Miami has that kind of dancey?
No, Hotline Miami's, well, it's electronic acid music, I call it.
Okay. This is,
it's like, wang, swing.
Yeah. So on that spectrum, this is more like that.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound like Hotline Miami. I'm just, if there's Hotline Miami on the one side and, Boots and Pants over there on the left, then, somewhere closer to the other side is
okay. So that's what Streets of Rage music usually was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, very Streets of Rage.
Yeah. Okay. Wasn't there a kangaroo there at one point? There was, right?
That might be Final Fight. I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Final Fight. I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know.
Kangaroo and Rollerblades. I get those mixed up all the time. There were parts playing Streets of Rage 4 for me, man. I was so embarrassed. I thought that they were Double Dragon enemies.
Oh, you're like, where the hell's the Bobo?
No, I was kind of like, oh, why don't these ladies have the whips? I swear.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, they're all beat 'em ups, right? So.
Right. But it, I heard a review of it where someone made the comment of one of the rules of beat 'em ups are your base punch has to feel good. They nailed that. So.
Okay, good.
Actually, yeah, I like it. It's a game that I've only played by myself so far. So, I think co-op, this would be a fantastic game. And, that's why I'll withhold a little bit of judgment, but I might have had a little buyer's remorse if it was $25, but in Game Pass, I'm just like having a blast and think it's amazing and I highly recommend it.
On a weird different tangent, River City Ransom. There's different games of River City now?
There's like a newer one that just came out with like Sisters or something that's supposed to be amazing.
Well, the 3DS is having a sale on River City games, and they're not that much of a sale for me to put on the sales section. But I saw River City Jungle, River City Tokyo, River City. Like, they're different. I'm like, what the hell are these games come from?
That's news to me. I had no idea.
Yeah, I was like, should I buy them? It looks like River City Ransom. It looks new. It's obviously new, but yeah. I don't know.
This is not an informed podcast. This is a podcast about conversations.
We know about old games. Old.
We like to pretend.
Scott knows about old games.
No, we like to think we know about old games, is what I'm saying.
Dot Matrix? The hell is that?
It used to be free. It used to be Wii when Dustin was here. Now it's collectively we're in the ballpark.
Yeah, we usually make shit up too. Another game that came out, which I don't know if you're excited for, John Wick Hex.
I am. I forgot about this. It's getting some good.
What is it, like a first person shooter, third person? I'm guessing.
Oh no, I thought it was. It's more like a puzzle game, like an assassin game, like a tactics
like kind of Hitman Go or whatever.
Yes,
Blah, blah. Hate that.
Okay. I think I'm almost positive that's it.
So grossed out when I saw that.
Well, let's not talk about it anymore.
All right.
I did see, you know what, just because I love RetroWare TV, they did a review of the Switch game Sega Ages G-Lock Air Battle.
Okay.
I just love RetroWare TV. Did you ever watch them back in the day, or did you ever go to RetroWare.tv?
No. Never heard of it.
It's just, it was a, it's, it, you know the site, like that guy with the glasses, there were kind of those sites back in the day where guys would get their starts and kind of blow up. Like the Gaming Historian started there, and the, I'm sorry?
Like Angry Video Game Nerd on Screw Attack and whatnot?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So RetroWare was one of those, and like the Happy Video Game Nerd started there, and Gaming Historian, that's where I knew of Critical Failure, Tiger Claw TV, because he's done like one of the things over there, so... Anyways, that's it. Just RetroWare TV is cool. Go check them out.
Was that a game that came out?
Yeah, it's just a
review. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just a review of Sega Ages G-Lock Air Battle for the Switch.
G-Lock? Isn't that the game I have for the Sega Game Gear? It's like an airplane game?
Could be, yeah. I mean, this straight up looks like... It's called Sega Ages. Isn't that usually their moniker for old games? And this thumbnail looks like
it could have been a Master game. That was important.
It looks like Master System. Let me see. All right, the enemies attack. Da, 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 da. I don't know.
Because yeah, G-Lock is like the first Sega Game Gear game I got from my Game Gear.
It's a solid port of like an arcade classic, is what Air Trigger says, or App Trigger, the reviewer says on Metacritic.
Okay, so it's if it's the game port. I'm thinking of. It's like a Top Gun kind of game.
Probably.
Like for Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's all the games that we missed.
Like Top Gun. Hey, what's up? We got Kaiser here. Good afternoon, sir.
Kaiser!
G-Lock. That's a blast from the past. Yeah, it's on... I know. I'm sure Kaiser knows RetroWare TV. Ito, Lance from RetroWare just put up a G-Lock review, so that's it for new games. Yeah, man, let's, I guess that's it for games, so I guess it's time for us to get into the news!
Is there a jingle happening right now?
There is, Kevin. So, what do we got in the news this week?
So, PlayStation Plus games were announced. So everyone was all thinking, oh shit, son, it's going to be Devil May Cry. And what's that other game? Dead Souls? That's a game, right? Dead Souls?
Dark Souls?
Dark Dead Souls, Cells? That's the one. No, so they thought it was going to be Dark Souls and Devil May Cry.
Okay.
That's what the rumor was. And I was like, oh fuck, Dark Souls. I never played Dark Souls. I'm looking forward to it. And it was just a rumor, which is why we never report on rumors. The games that actually are out for PlayStation Plus is City Skylines, which I just bought for the fucking Switch, and Farming Simulator 19.
Great.
Two okay. simulating games. One that's pretty good, and one I've never ever tried, and I don't know if I want to. Farming Simulator. Have you played any of the simulator games?
I'm just grooving right now. So this music? Is this is why I need to get this third PC working, man.
Oh, because you can still hear the
you
music.
You need to feel what I'm feeling right now.
What is it?
It's you. This is Paranerds.
That one?
Yeah. Look, your cats are blowing up, and then he's like news. It's the old Paranerds podcast. Kaiser's played Goat Simulator. You know what? I guess I'm a liar, Kevin. I did play Goat Simulator. I did a
But Goat Simulator and Surgeon Simulator are like joke games. Farming Simulator and Aircraft Simulator are like legit simulator Sims. Games.
Yeah, those no, I have not.
Yeah, neither have I. I don't even know why would you want to play that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I open it up and like it's like that Corpse Party game where it's like, oh my god, a whole new world of game I've never tried.
They're so successful, there's got to be something there, you know what I mean?
It's a yearly franchise.
Like something substantial. It can't just be a fluke.
Right? Like, I like Stardew Valley and Harvest Moon. So imagine that, but like real. Wow, that sounds terrible. I don't want that at all. I want like gremlins and shit watering my plants. Anyways, those are the games for.
Hey, I want to play the theme song. I want to do it again. News.
I'm gonna go with it. Games of Gold for Xbox was also released.
Did they do any better?
No. They're also bad. For Xbox One. What?
It's just a real kick in the teeth for the quarantine people.
Yeah, it really is. From May 1st to May 31st, it's V-Rally 4. Yay.
Hey, May 16th, $60 ESRP game, it says. Or ERP game.
Yeah. Inquisitor? 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 Bueller? Bueller?
Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor Martyr.
It's oh,
like
okay.
Cold. That's like the...
It's my like little that. Eyes. I've learned over the weekend that I have a little mouth and little eyes. So
and little lips. Just,
oh, little lips, too. Thin lips I have. For Xbox 360 side of it, Sensible World of Soccer. Sensible World of Soccer. Does Sensible have to be in there? Is that like the brand?
This has got to be my favorite game title I have heard of in a long time. Like, I just pictured pinkies in the air and like... Very posh British accents. There's 38 reviews on Xbox Live on Microsoft.com. Out of 5, what's your guess on the star rating?
Out of 5?
Yeah, 5 star rating. There's 38 reviews. What do you think the average out of 5 is? Is it a 2-star game? Is this a 4-star game? Is it?
I would say it's a 2-star game.
Is that final answer?
Final answer.
It's a 2-star game. Ding, ding, ding.
See that? I'm really sensible with these
Kevin
things.
Kevin knows that this is disappointing. So it's a good thing that that's not the big part of the news this week, right? Did you want to talk about the other games? I was just trying to segue for us real quick.
Well, there's one more. Overlord for Xbox 360.
Did you want to... Do you know what that is?
Well, no, but... You know,
I assume you didn't have to know. Okay.
Overlord, you know, it's like Underlord, but above.
But overs. You're right. That was rude of me to not want to finish the segment. Overlord.
Someone
2.
Out there is going, what is the last game?
What's the fourth one? Overlord 2. I know nothing about it. I'll click on it there.
Wow, that sucks. What a terrible lineup for both parties.
Now, this game also has 39 reviews. Okay. Now. This one also has ratings out of 3. 5 stars.
3.
Final answer?
Yes.
I think that you and I need to check ourselves a little bit.
Okay. Is it 4?
We need to really check ourselves.
Is it 5?
It's 5. Dude, it's what? A solid... It's all the... I don't know if they do, like, the Amazon half stars or whatever, but all 5 stars are filled up on Overlord 2. I think...
Well, fuck me.
I think you and I need to settle down.
Yep.
The first review, one, but... Overlording couldn't be any more fun. I liked this game. Interesting game. 5 stars. Generous with those 5 stars. So worth your time. Amazing classic. Check mark. Love it. Yes. So good. Or yeet. We even got a yeet. All right. So, yeah, I guess Overlord 2, check it out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And
Kaiser agrees. Great game.
Okay. Well, you know.
He guessed 4.5. So he
knows what he's talking about.
More than we do.
Yeah. We're hacks.
Yes, that's true. But so what? Did you have, and I really can't talk too much about this. I don't think that you noticed I threw some notes in until last minute.
Possibly.
Which is okay. Well, did you see, It's just a bummer only from the fact that I also didn't look into this enough, and it's a huge story that I'm not seeing a lot of press about, but there was a massive Nintendo leak of, like, engineering stuff.
I heard about that. I saw something on N4G about why Nintendo doesn't use friend or usernames as opposed to friend codes or something that had to do with some sort of leak.
Yeah, there was a PowerPoint presentation explaining that. This is another time I was going to reference the Bombcast because they do a pretty good, more extensive job than I can about talking about some of the things in this leak. But where I first heard about it was last night. Modern Vintage Gamer, who's been coming up a whole lot for whatever reason, yeah, in the last 6 months of this show, put out a great video. I'm explaining what this means from a technical perspective. So it's a lot of big time source code. You know how emulators reverse engineer things to figure out how to read the ROMs so the games will play appropriate or whatnot? This is the blueprints, the source code, how the stuff works, what the chips are supposed to be doing and reading. It's all available now. And I wish I could expand on it more than that without butchering the story, but this looks like just wild. It's an inside look at the vault of like a lot of trade secret stuff, it looks like.
Yeah. So was any users affected by it or just Nintendo itself?
No, just Nintendo. This is like intellectual property stuff, how the machines work and whatnot, not, you know, what's your password and credit card info and stuff like that.
Oh, in that case, I don't really care. Good for them finding that out.
Kaiser, yeah, he loves MVG. Well, it's a fellow Aussie.
You got me into MVG. So.
Huh?
You got me into him.
MVG, yeah, yeah. The thing I really like about – he's one of those guys that does a really good job of letting someone like me without a technical background follow the gist of what's going on with some very technical things. It makes me feel like I understand the principles of what's happening with emulators, you know, FPGA versus, you know, that style of emulation versus software and all that kind of stuff. And so obviously we'll link that in the description, but I would definitely recommend this week's Bombcast as well as, MVG for, a bit more of a deep dive in what this means. And there's so much that I don't think that everyone's gone through everything. So. Yeah. Yeah, the logic of the friend code was that they, and again, I'm probably going to be butchering this, but Nintendo's thought process was to try to make it so that it was seamless and easy for uncomputer savvy people.
The friend code. A code.
That's the most, like, frustrating thing. Like,
yeah.
In principle, you follow along with what they're talking about. And then the execution and the rationale for the decisions on why does not make sense.
I thought they did that for Predators.
Well, that's some of it. And he also, like, it wasn't just Predators. It was more, like, user experience stuff as well to make it simple. So the and it was also related to, I guess, nicknames. They could do a friend code, right? Or they could do a nickname. Yeah. But with nicknames getting taken and not being able to be unique, if you're not computer savvy, you'd have a hard time creating a username if the one that you want is taken. So they would auto-generate stuff. It was the general thought process.
It's terrible. Didn't each Nintendo game have like its own friend code, too, for online play?
They've done really, really strange implementations.
Yeah. Like going back to carts?
Yeah.
So games cost three times more than the average game.
I don't know. It's just weird. I wish I could talk a little bit more intelligently about it because it's one of those things that as you're hearing it, it's so cool and amazing to hear people talk about and explain. And then when you try to relay that information, you can't articulate it in any sort of, you know,
it's like telling a comedian's joke. Like they're lying.
Yeah, you're just exactly. Butcher it. You're not doing it any justice.
No.
Kaiser in chat says MVG is one ballsy MF-er. He got sent the Polymega, which is like a emulator.
Yeah,
that was that module thing that we had talked about.
Yeah.
they'd asked him, they sent him one to talk about, and they asked him to not show the insides, and he just straight busted it open and showed, like, what the board and all that shit looks like.
Awesome.
He, like, just does not care. He's cool.
Did he ever cover
that? Scott makes chameleon? It sound techno babble, because it is techno babble, man. I don't know what I'm talking about, Kaiser.
Remember that console, the Coleco Chameleon, or whatever it was called? The
one where had, like,
that story, I was so intrigued when I first discovered that. Going on forums, reading about it, watching all the videos about it. That intrigued me so much.
That guy named Mike Kennedy, I believe. So, yeah, go research that. It's really interesting, and there's going to be more to come from all that. So, all right, Kevin, you got some other cool news coming up.
Deadly Premonition, The Blessing in Disguise, which is Deadly Premonition 2, is coming to the Nintendo Switch on July 10. Have you ever played Deadly Premonition?
No, sorry, man.
It is the strangest game I have ever played. Also the worst, but I want to continue. I have this on the PS3. Okay. I think it's also called Fahrenheit. I may be mixing those games up. Or Fahrenheit is a different... Oh, sorry. Fahrenheit is Indigo Prophecy. That's the other name for Fahrenheit. Okay. So ignore that whole part I just said. Deadly Premonition is kind of like Twin Peaks, and kind of like Silent Hill, and kind of like the first Driver game, or the Driver game that you can actually get out of the car.
Okay.
So it's not good. The story's intriguing, but the game is made like so bad, but earnestly, like kind of like The Room, the movie The Room. Like he says now it's a joke, but it's obviously not a joke. You tried.
Sure.
And it just came out weird.
Yeah.
That's what this game is. And I came to learn that there was supposed to be no action scenes, but there are like gun moments in the game where you fight like demons, and it's quite creepy because when you shoot them, they say "I don't want to die," and it's really, really it's off-putting, but also because the voice acting is good. But it is a murder mystery game, and you play as a cop who always introduces himself as the cop and his whole name and title. It's really funny. The music's weird. Like there'll be like a song that sounds like Super Mario World. It sounds like that and during inappropriate moments. So he's like, what do you mean she's dead? It's bizarre. It sounds like Super Mario World. It sounds like that song.
Okay.
And the only reason why I stopped.
Your whistling is quite good, though, by the way, man. I'm very jealous of that. I cannot whistle. That's a very
fun. I can whistle, I can juggle, I can swim, I can bike.
Swim. Swimming should never count as a talent.
Well. I could do it. Can you?
Can I? How many people answer that with a no? Like 10% of people? Isn't there like a...
When I say swim, I mean I kick off the wall and go like a missile until I lose momentum. Dude, that's my swim.
Yeah. No, I was a good swimmer, actually. I can do all the fun tricks off the diving board and stuff. One and a half, some gainers and...
No.
I was a... When I was taking swim lessons as a kid, I could, I'm not lying, I could swim the entire 25-meter pool length underwater.
That's amazing. I don't understand the premise of breaststrokes. I'm like, and if I can't touch the floor, I instantly think I'm going to die. I'm like,
ah! Really? Oh, my God. Yeah, right away. It feels so natural to me to just survive and be able to be buoyant and swim in water that – it's crazy that it's like breathing. It's like you telling me breathing feels awkward right now. Like, really?
It's like me. It's like when I went on the bike. I haven't been on a bike in like 17 years. I was like, oh, I got this shit. I'm doing like little wheelie pops and stuff like that.
It's like riding a bike, right?
Yeah. Well, la di da.
I apologize for people that can't swim. I apologize. I thought it was easier.
Yeah.
Kaiser said, I didn't learn to swim until last year. So, yeah, it's a talent. Okay. I stand corrected.
There you go. And the tragic story of all this is that I lied. I don't know how to swim. I didn't think you were going to call me out on the one lie in that whole sentence I had.
I mean, I could bike through this. Swim? I don't mean to.
I don't know how to swim.
That's wild to me. Really?
Dude, I wish
I could fucking teach you. What do you mean you're in Canada? Don't you have like lakes?
Oh, that'd be amazing. I'm giving an excuse. That'd be amazing if you teach me. I can't even fathom how to lie on my back. I can hold my breath underwater and I can open my eyes, but I can't like float backwards. I don't understand. I'll like float and boom, boom, boom. You hear that boom, boom sound of me going in the water.
That's so wild to me. I guess I grew up in it. I lived a block and a half away from the swimming pool. Yeah. And so from the time I was four, like, 5 years old, you know, I
skateboarding. Can you skateboard?
No.
See, I could. To me, that's second nature because I used to do a lot. So.
Yes, I could rollerblade and bike well. As far as I didn't mean to bring biking up as a callback. Kevin doesn't need to swim; his beard soaks up the water.
It does. I just put it in there like a, I don't know what soaks up water, a sponge. That's I can't think of words.
A paper towel, bounty. So, however, we got on Deadly Premonition to swimming. Sounds like Deadly Premonition is like The Room. Go play. It's coming to.
Oh, the point. What I was saying. The reason why I stopped playing the game. How the hell did we get to swimming? But I stopped playing because the game made me drive and wait for a store to open in game time. So in the game, it's like, hey, the store has open at 6 p.m. and it's like 4 a.m. I had to wait for the store to open.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And your car can run out of gas too. So I'll like drive around the block to like kill time and then like run out of gas and have to like walk back and I missed it. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's
let's not do this. So
doesn't sound fun. So Deadly Premonition on Switch July 10th or 2, right? This is the second one.
This is the second one. It features Return as FBI Special Agent New York. That's how he always introduces himself. Hi, I'm FBI Special Agent New York. And experience a brand new murder mystery, both a prequel and a sequel. Okay. A historic investigation to uncover the murder mystery in Le Caire. An open-ended adventure. That's the whole driving thing I was telling you about. Travel around the world of Le Caire by foot or skateboard. Oh, he skateboards now. Many games include bowling, Bayou ride, skateboard challenge, and more. What the hell is a Bayou ride?
Bayou ride? Like a little rafting trip?
Okay. They lack the driving part.
Have you seen those little like sled boats that have giant fans on the back? Marshes and
like
stuff?
Like in Florida?
Yeah. Like maybe like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Customize your character
we
and upgrade
don't know
your
skateboard.
Shit
tonight, do we? God bless it.
You can upgrade your skateboard for improved speed and landing more difficult tricks. What kind of game is this? What happened?
Are you still talking about Deadly Premonition?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I thought Deadly Premonition, and now all of a sudden I'm getting Back to the Future vibes from the NES.
Right? I don't know.
Like, didn't you say bowling as well and skateboarding? And
I don't know why FBI Agent New York is all of a sudden skateboard. He traded his car for a skateboard. Now I have no idea what the game is about. So,
and you say bowling on the bayou?
Not bowling on the bayou, but bowling and bayou.
Back to the Future. Get to the chopper, Marty.
Did you just combine two movies as well?
Yes. I don't care about this story
anymore. Get to the chopper, Marty.
Can we talk about the next story now?
All right, next story.
RoboCop's coming down. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk about Deadly Premonition 2 anymore?
Absolutely not. I'm
okay.
done with that.
Okay. Sure. RoboCop is coming to Mortal Kombat 11. That's so cool. What I might want to buy this game now.
How?
Dude, the screenshot on the Polygon article, he's got the data spike like out, and he's going to – let's see what character he's going to spike in the face. It looks awesome.
How did – I never thought about RoboCop. Robert Cop. I never thought about RoboCop coming to Mortal Kombat.
I didn't do fighting games in general, other than maybe he's already been in some like weird ones. But yeah, I never would have saw this coming.
And I'm glad they went with the 90s RoboCop and not that god-awful
That's a $40 add-on. Oh my gosh, it's so expensive.
$40? I guess the licensing fees are expensive. Aftermath. Does it come with anything?
Well, it's in like a long article. Let's go through this real quick. NetherRealm Studios will release Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath, a continuum of the fighting game's time-traveling story that includes new characters on May 26th. Aftermath will expand the roster with three fighters, Shiva, Fujin, mm-hmm. and the new guest character, RoboCop. Now, the story of Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath will pick up where the original game left off with Liu Kang having canonically... Oh, spoilers. Sorry, everybody. This is from... Canonically... Kernika? I don't know. The time-manipulating antagonist responsible for Fuzing and the franchise's timeline. Liu Kang is tasked with weaving a new timeline at the behest of Raiden, with the assistance of other characters like Shang Tsung, Fujin, Nightwolf, and Shiva. So, Shiva is back, Kaiser says.
She's a four-armed girl, right?
So, does this mean that we'll get a Terminator versus RoboCop remake? I sure hope, Kaiser. Hmm. That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Mortal Kombat getting RoboCop is just cool as hell to me.
That movie is one of, I think, sorry, probably spoke to someone about it, where that, you know, the guy who was spilled with toxic on him.
Yeah.
Now, how I wish I never saw that as a kid. I'm like, oh, I wish I never saw that. Okay. I did mention that here, right?
I think so. Yes. You definitely, okay. We definitely talked about it. I'm pretty sure it was on air.
Okay. Cause that was terrible. Like, help. That was awful. Everything about that was awful. It stuck with me. It's like in my head.
That was a brutal movie. Mentioned on a couple other podcasts here recently as well. Like RoboCop just keeps coming up right now. I mean, probably because of this, but it's just been great.
Did you watch the remake?
Help me. Yeah, I did it once.
I liked his suit. I liked the look of the new RoboCop, but the little dinky arm really bothered me. The little hand.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I just didn't like it.
And I need that bitches leave. Or no, bitches leave. Yeah. Like, I need that Beasley voice.
With the wall of TVs and the, they had a DVD, CD, video player, whatever. Grenade.
God damn it.
What a movie. Awesome. Gotta love that movie. All right. That's it. I guess there's a Shang Tsung thing that's a big deal. I don't know. RoboCop's all Hooray. I really care about. Right?
Yeah.
You think you can fly, Bobby? No, 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 no. Oh my God. What a movie.
I have it on Blu-ray. It's one of my first Blu-ray movies I bought.
I think I've bought it three times on Blu-ray. I bought Blu-ray, then I bought the 4K Blu-ray, which was a 4K that was shrunk down to 1080p, so it was a better Blu-ray. And then there was a 4K remaster that I bought as well. It's stupid.
It's my life.
Another thing in the news that came out this week. Let's do that again. News! In the news this week, Halo 2 Anniversary is available on Steam.
Cool.
And next week is coming to, of course, Game Pass and the Master Chief Collection. Halo 3 is also coming soon as well, so that's awesome.
Wait, isn't Halo 2 in the Master Chief Collection?
Not on PC. It is on. Oh, no. It is on console.
But doesn't PC have Xbox Game Pass?
Yes, but not all. It's not this same library on both platforms.
Gotcha. Okay.
And actually, there's a third fork where there is xCloud, which is the streaming one, and that sometimes has games that aren't on either of them, or it's on some or the other. It's nice and fragmented. Sure. But there are some features that I wanted to point out. Kevin, this is your favorite. It's available. Both Halo 2 and 3 will have the switchable at any time retro versus remake thing.
That was the first game that I heard of that had that when that first came out, the anniversary edition.
So very cool.
Yeah.
But also, since it's in the Master Chief Collection, that also means that it gets 4K UHD, 60 frames a second, blah, blah, blah. Ultra wide monitor support, if you have that, plus customizable mouse and keyboard bindings and adjustable field of view.
That shouldn't be a feature. That just should be something that happens.
You know what? It takes time to build that stuff in appropriately, though. Not every PC game would have it. They really?
That's dumb.
Look, it's not. But it's worth pointing out that they took the time to make sure that shit worked right. Because wouldn't Halo 2 a 4-3 game? Ratio-wise, like, yeah, I'm positive it was.
Oh, I have no idea.
It might have had a widescreen mode. I never played that. CRTs were the thing, huh?
I never played a Halo game, ever.
Huh. They're good.
And not because I'm like, oh, Halo. No, it's just, I never, I don't know.
Yeah, I like them. All right, and then lastly, the last thing in the news is there was leaks of The Last of Us 2. Originally thought to be an employee leak, but they now think they understand technically how it happened. What do you want to talk about with the story, man?
So I was more surprised by the people's reactions to the spoiler of the game. So I got spoiled on the game because the internet, right? Which is fine because I don't care that much for Last of Us. Like, I'll play it, but I'm not like on the edge of my seat. Like, I'm avoiding FF7 spoilers because I want to play that. But Last of Us, I'm indifferent. But the reaction from the people who were spoiled of the game, and I'm obviously not going to say what it was surprising to me how they're like, oh, I just saved $70, $80 and I, from the spoiler. Peace, homie. From the spoiler that I saw, and those who know the spoiler know what I'm talking about, I was kind of embarrassed for people's reactions. They reacted in such a negative way towards what the story supposedly is and who does it. It's so hard to speak in code. I can't spoil anything, but I was just more surprised with people's reactions of it. Not because the way the game was done, but the way it was told. You know how people say, go woke, go broke?
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave it at that. That's kind of in that boat. Ooh, that all kind of rhymed. Where people think that because you make a game diverse, that you're speaking to a certain crowd and trying to make yourself diverse, when in reality you're just making a game with a story. It's when you play a game and it has like a female lead and they're like, oh, all of a sudden it's a female lead. This is bullshit. You're just trying to, you know, become diverse and losing or becoming woke and all that. It's like, no, the game is a female lead because that's the game. Like, that's just what the game is. They're not trying to make a point. Or if a character, like, I don't know, from what's that game called? That first-person shooter game? Overwatch? Overwatch?
Overwatch?
Is it what? Overwatch. Tracer is a lesbian.
Okay.
And people, like, lost their mind about that because they're like, why does she have to be a lesbian? But it's like, who cares? That's just what they made her, and that's what she is, and carry on. Or if they make a character gay in a game, or if they make a character who was white, now black, and they just freak out about that. It's like, I don't know. The reaction to it was really disappointing, especially on gamers' behalf. I know it's a small percentage of actual gamers and people who actually care about
Twitter. Twitter, man.
But it's not Twitter. Yeah. After I saw that, I just like went on Reddit and read stuff about it and like YouTube videos that people had.
Oh, Reddit. Okay.
Yeah, which isn't better. But I'm just saying, I was disappointed. I love Reddit and
Twitter. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I was disappointed with those reactions, and it was a lot more people pissed off about it than the fact that they were spoiled of the game. They were like, oh, thank God, I just saved money because of this. Okay. And I'm like, you should be upset that the game was spoiled for you, not because – it's like Star Wars. You know how the new Star Wars came out, and all of a sudden people hate it because God knows why. Like, there's women in it and a black guy, and people are like, no, that's not my Star Wars. It's kind of the same idea with that.
Okay. Yeah, but that's – I guess that's such a small bit of the Star Wars criticism. That feels like a little straw man to me. I know, but it's loudest. Huh?
And they're the loudest, though. Then they come out with, like, a version
of the Wiccan. I know, but that's why, like, Twitter's stupid. Reddit's stupid. Yeah, I mean, I like Twitter, but of course you're going to see people upset about that kind of, or upset for illogical reasons like that. I don't know.
Yeah. And apparently their Naughty Dog is now doing like DMCAs for like even talking about the spoiler, which is like, I'm kind of like, you can't do that.
No,
like,
that's an abuse of power right there as well.
Yeah, you can't be.
Have a better file saving system, you dum-dums. This was their fault it seems like this leak was because of the way they organize and allow files to be saved.
Go ahead.
At the end of the day, that's essentially what happened. A third-party person had access to sloppily saved files and got out there. That's the gist of what my understanding is. So,
yeah. And they're doing some new thing on the PS5 where they're going to block spoilers or something like that?
Okay, good luck.
Like they're changing.
That sounds like the war on the whole drugs, doesn't it? Like, good fucking luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
That's going to work out well for you.
Like, I'm playing, just to throw this, I'm playing Sonic Forces, and then whenever I enter a cutscene, it says, like, gameplay recording stopped because you entered a scene or something. And I'm like, Sonic Forces, relax the fuck up. No one gives a shit about
your spoilers. I haven't seen that message in a while.
Say what?
I haven't seen that message in a while. I must not have been doing anything on our YouTube channel.
It wasn't even the YouTube. It was on the PS5. There's like a little thing that slipped in saying gameplay footage stop recording.
Yeah, it must have.
I didn't know gameplay footage was recording.
Maybe that's all that it was. It was just on PS4. When I would see that, or I don't know, or maybe in. I've definitely seen that message for a while, I guess. Well, I'm disappointed that there are idiots out there that are more upset about their sensibilities politically being upset versus...
I just found it weird that you weren't upset that you were spoiled of this game that everyone's waiting for.
Yeah, right. They're more worried about, like, their interpretation of a corporation's political ideology. Like, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a company.
On top of that, the spoiler wasn't like a full video. It was scenes, and yeah. It was put together by someone who... Like it can, if you say a story of a game just like as a bullet point, it always sounds stupid.
Sure.
Like what's Uncharted about? Like a white guy who kills a bunch of brown people to get treasure. Oh, so it's like Indiana Jones? Basically, yeah. Like that sounds stupid, but when you actually play the game, it's actually a very interesting and fun game. But yeah.
Well, but
anyways.
I mean, as far as news gear, I think that's kind of it. I don't really have much else to say other than it looks like it was just sometimes files were saved at Naughty Dog. Some game files for, I think it was something like, in Last of Us, there was Uncharted 4 files found. So there's been leaks before because of that or vice versa, something like that.
Yeah.
So,
but
there was a big rumor that there was some disgruntled employee related to all of overworking and bad culture, blah, 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 that we hear about.
And right. Away, people start attacking Naughty Dog like right away without getting their facts straight. They're already saying you really treat your employees wrong, you really treat your employees bad, you deserve this. That wasn't the case.
I'm starting to get burnt out on but now the thing is, like, every time I hear, you know, and Jason Schreier gets a lot of credit for this, he cried wolf too many times. He's out there saying every single game developer is making every single employee work an impossible amount of hours to get games done, and while that is maybe true here and there, there's no way that a lot of these numbers that they've been throwing out are true. And because of this perception that any time a game company does anything wrong or they're accused of anything, there's just this mob like piling on that you're talking about. Like everybody assumed that they must be overworking them. So fuck Naughty Dog. They deserve this. And
here's the funny thing. Last of Us 2 was pushed till later to not burn out their employers. And then the leak came out regardless, and now they're bringing the game closer to the release date because now
you can't win. It's the internet. You can't win.
There's no, like, Telltale is a different story. Telltale had 17 different IPs under their fucking belt.
Sure.
Using all the same game engine, and it was a terrible game engine. That I understand. Yeah. That I completely believe that they didn't treat their employees right and all that. But at the same time, a game like Final Fantasy VII Remake, which we waited, I don't know, 15 years for this remake, and we're already.
Well, it's more like we don't know. It just shows we don't know. So it's not fair for us or Jason Schreier or anybody to be acting like we have any insight on what's going on or to act like we have some sort of authority. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm saying that Final Fantasy Remake looks amazing. From what I've seen, it looks like one of the best-looking games I've ever seen. And we don't know when the second part or whatever it is going to come out. But at the same time, you don't want to overwork these people, right? So it's like will you wait or you'll not wait? Which one do you want?
That's what I mean. Right? You can't win. You're always going to hear somebody say that what you did was wrong.
If you want a game to look great and play great, you got to wait. If you want a game to come out right away, they're going to overwork them, and the game's not going to be great. Like, I don't know.
Yep. So, all right. Well, moving on, man. Let's
make everyone happy with some good old sales.
Good old sales. All right. Yeah. What do you want to talk about, man? What kind of
games you picked up a whole bunch of sales. I'll go through it fast. Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 is free on PlayStation and Xbox and Steam until May 10. Completely free. There's no PlayStation Plus or Gold needed. It's not free on the Switch because Nintendo. But yeah, so that game, definitely pick that up. You have until May 10 to pick that up.
It's currently May 6th. Or so, recording this on May 6th. You should have a couple days to...
Yeah, you still have until, like, you have 4 days or 3 days to get this deal. It would have made more sense last week. Nintendo deals, Worms WMD is $10.19, 66% off until May 10. I like the Worms games. Have you ever played those?
Yes, I do not like them.
Oh, you do not like them. I remember playing on PC back in the day. I don't know if I feel the same way now. Ukulele? No,
I'm in a very, very small minority. The vast majority of people love Worms. I just stink. I get crushed and I'm a poor sport.
That's fair. Ukulele is $13.59, 66% off for the Switch until May 10 as well. Child of Light, I didn't put the price, but I believe it's $4.99 for the Switch. And the original Deadly Premonition, the one I was complaining about not too long ago, is half off. So it's $20. If you want to check that game out, I highly recommend it for $20. Get it. It's so stupid. It's one of the craziest games I've ever played. PlayStation was having their, oh shit, this sale ends in 2 days, so I'm not going to put that here. I thought this was still existing. Games under 20 sale, which ends on the 13th. Arcade game series 3-in-1, which is Dig Dug, Pac-Man, and Galaga, is $3.99. You save 50% off. Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition is $7.99, 80% off. Dark Souls 2.
Did you ever get into that old Cliffy B Gears Bulletstorm thingy? Did you ever play that?
I played Bulletstorm. I loved it. It was funny.
I remember it was a big deal when it came out. Like, that came out about 10 years ago. Like, that was a new big thing when we were first starting the podcast.
I remember the commercial was like, boring. They're making fun of other first-person shooters. And it was like over the top. It was fun, though. It was a funny game. Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin, is $9.99, 75% off. Darksiders War Master Edition is $5. The Blob, $5. The Blob 2, $6. Donut County. Ever play this game?
No, I remember a lot of people really like this. I thought you really liked it a lot.
So good. So good. It's $6.49, 50% off for PS4. I highly recommend it. It is, heads up, it is a very, very short game.
What was that? Yo, I heard. I don't know if you heard.
Kind of short. Okay. Kind of short. Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary World Tour is $5. I love Duke Nukem 3D, and I bought this game. I bought it last time when it was on sale. Murdered Soul Suspect is $1.99. Have you played Murdered Soul Suspect? What a terrible game. I beat it because I have a rule. I got to beat these games that I bought. Awful, but it's $2. So you can either get a really shitty cup of coffee or this shitty game. But okay,
I'd rather have a shitty cup of coffee.
No, well, the game is playable. It's just not – it's weird. It's a weird game.
$2 cup of coffee is drinkable.
That is true, but I don't know. $2, you can't go wrong with that. Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition.
By the way, I've had great cups of coffee for $1 before, so $2. There's a mild expectation there.
Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition $4.49.
Shut the fuck up. I just want to talk about games.
Sleeping Dogs Fantastic. Have you played this?
No.
Oh. I have it on the 360. I refuse to buy it again on the PS4, but it's $5. Maybe I'll buy it tonight. Toy Jam and Earl
Battle prices. What kind of dollar rates are you using on these?
I believe I'm using American because I figured most of the listeners are American.
These do look American.
Yeah, because if they're Canadian, these would all be $10. So.
Yeah, these all looked affordable. So
Tomb Raider Definitive Edition is $4.49, 85% off, and Ukulele is $10, 75% off.
All right.
So that's on PS4.
Cool, cool.
On Xbox, Burnout Paradise Remastered, 75% off. It's $5.
That's a good price.
Child of Light, that is a good price. So I lend my buddy my Burnout Paradise that I have for 360 because he has an Xbox One and he likes racing games. So I said, hey, got a game for you. Can't buy it anywhere. It's rare. It's hard to find. I have the only copy, you see? So I'm like, here you go. You can borrow it for as long as you want. Ah, don't worry about it. Next week, Burnout Remaster came out. I was like, ah, give me back my game. So the game is completely useless. Child of Light, 70% off, $4.99. That's a great game that I never finished. I should get back to that. I have it on the Wii U and on the Vita and on the PS4. Stop lying, buying games. The Blob, 80% off, $3.99. The Blob is fucking awesome. I had this on the Wii. But yeah, I bought it again on PS4. But yeah, great game. Little Nightmares is... That's one of the games I first spoke about on the podcast. That weird claymation game. It's short, but it's $5 instead of 20. And Peggle 2 is $1.19 for Peggle 2. That's the same price as like an iPhone game for an iPhone game. Rayman Legends is $4.99 instead of $20. And the Disney Afternoon Collection is $5, which is awesome. Which includes DuckTales, Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger, Darkwing Duck, and Tailspin. So for $5, I bought it for $20 and I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Ukulele is also on sale for $10.
Which one? Original or the Donkey Kong version?
Ukulele, the original one.
Okay, cool.
So cool. And those are all the games that are on sale.
Nice. So what you play, man?
So, I was gonna say, so what I do again, there's like 400 games. I always go through the list and find the cheapest ones are like $5, $10. $10 if it's a good game. So that's how I work on that. So the games I've been playing, I played a lot of games actually, and there's a reason for this. So over the weekend, I finished Rise of the Tomb Raider. It got to the point that I was doing the collectibles, and I'm like, what am I doing, man? Yeah, like, I don't care. I just kind of want it. I tried to get all the collectibles, but it's bigger than the first game. Like the first game, I got most of it until it crashed on me, but I was like, what am I doing here? I don't care. So I finished the game. So I finished the game. I beat it. I was very happy with it. Great. Got rid of it. There's like extra stories. You want to play more? I'm like, no, I'm good. So I finished that. So now I'm like, oh shit, Final Fantasy VII comes out on Friday. I don't want to get into a new game right now. Like, I don't want to get into a 40-hour game. So what I did was pick up little games. And that's why I've been beating my backlog of games that I have. So after I played Rise of the Tomb Raider, which I highly recommend, I available finished my Pass, friend Pedro. Say what?
I think available on Game Pass. Tomb Raider, I think.
What's Game Pass?
I think
my friend Pedro is on Game Pass.
No, I think.
Oh, is it?
I think.
Oh,
it might just be Shadow. I don't know. Sorry.
I recommend it. It's a great game. So sorry. First thing first, I did remember I picked up OMG ZHD.
Yes.
The zombie game. So I did beat it, sort of. When you do beat it, there is a way to prestige it, so you can play the game again.
This is very familiar to me. Are you sure you're
really
not pulling on me?
No. I beat it recently. I think I said that this game has a prestige mode, but maybe. I never actually got to it.
It just feels like you've beaten this one thing a lot. Like I
feel like I
beat 8 episodes in a row. You saw the credits of OMG Z something.
The original, not the sequel. I could be wrong.
No, I'm sure you're not. I just it's all blending together, and it's unbelievable how into OMGZ or whatever you have gotten.
It's great.
It's crazy.
It's a great game. So I did beat it, and there is a prestige mode. I don't know what it does. I'm going to take a break from it so I don't get tired of it. I will get back to it.
Bullshit.
So I did beat it.
It's going to be on the list at the top again next week. Guaranteed.
Probably. My daughter didn't know what a DJ was. We watched this video where the guy's like, it's like an educational video, but they pretend to be like a DJ. They do this with their hand. And she's like, why do they do that? And I go, well, that's a DJ. She's like, what's a DJ? So I showed her a video of Deadmau5 because that's the only DJ I could think of. And she goes, is there any girl DJ? So I showed her a video on YouTube, just a random girl DJ. And she goes, oh, I wish I could do that. And I was like, I have DJ game. That was barely a sentence. I was like, I have a DJ game. And I remember I had DJ Hero 2, so I pulled that shit out of the attic. And by attic, I mean my garage. I'm like, where the fuck is that stupid turntable? I got this game for free. Now, listen to this. I never win any prizes ever in my life. You know, you enter a draw or a raffle or whatever.
Sure.
Xbox 360 had like a competition where if you download like an avatar or a banner, remember they used to offer those things back in the day on the 360 days? If you enter it or you download like, I don't know, like your little icon with like a DJ Hero icon, you're automatically entered to like a raffle to win DJ Hero. And I did that. And I fucking won. So they send me, I thought it was a review copy, but I got like a package in the mail of the turntable, not the game. I had to buy the game separately. So I'm like, well, I have the fucking turntable. I might as well go out and buy the game.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
The only thing in life I ever won was this stupid turntable. And I played it and I enjoyed it, never went back to it until now. So I've been playing DJ Hero 2 for 360 with my daughter, which is so awesome because she's terrible at it. But it's fun to like pass the game back and forth.
Sure.
And thankfully now, the songs are censored, or at least they're family friendly, which I used to be against when I was a teenager. Like Guitar Hero would like stop words and censor. I'm like, what are you doing, man? You're defeating the whole purpose of the whole song, man. When I hear my F words. Now I get it. It's a family game. It's not what you think it is. It's a family game. Thank God. Because Soulja Boy, he still does say Superman that whole. But yeah. It's like all distorted and stuff. So anyways, so we've been playing DJ Hero 2. I also finished My Friend Pedro. It's one of those things where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to play a new game, a full game, because of Final Fantasy VII. That was supposed to come out on Friday. Now it's coming out on Monday. Now I'm going to have two copies. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. So I'm like, let me finish My Friend Pedro. Remember how I didn't like this game?
Sure.
If I made it to the next level 5 weeks ago, I would love this game. So the game starts off on purpose like a standard shooter game. When you go past this part, the game blows up to like a Hotline Miami kind of style. Like kind of things get a little funky. And I fell in love with the game in the end. I love the controls. I love the gameplay. You get more guns. That was my problem. I only had two. I didn't give it enough time to soak in. And is that my fault or is that the game's fault for not sucking me in right away?
Maybe a little of both. Because your mood could affect it, right? Your mood could affect it. But it also may not have been good enough.
Yeah, because I usually give games a good shot when I try them.
Yeah.
But I ended up beating it. I enjoyed it. Probably won't ever play it again. But, you know, it is the game. Now, the two big games I actually do want to talk about, like actually talk about. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. Have you played this or heard of it?
Heard of it, yes. It was an indie darling, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, and it's by the same people who made Gone Home and Dear Esther and all those Walking Sims. And Walking Sims is correct. Is this a game if all you do is walk around and just listen to story points?
I guess I'm not interested in that, like, that discussion. Like, what is a game? You know what I mean? Like... Well, my thing control is, yeah, like bits and bytes or whatever. And I don't mean that to like say that like to you specifically. I mean just like in general. I've heard this in other it's like a form of like you use a controller and it's entertainment. So for me it meets the qualifications kind of a thing.
Yeah. But it's a game.
I don't really care if somebody disagrees with that. Like I really do not care at all kind of a thing. So
Like visual novel games. Are those games?
Sure. You call it a game. It's not like if it's not an interest, like, I don't care who's right or wrong kind of a thing.
Oh, my thing is, yes, it's a game. Now,
sure.
Is it a fun game? No.
Okay, there you go. But if somebody, if I were to tell you, like, no, it's not a game, would you really get heated with me about that, or would it really bother you? If I'm like, it's not a game.
I'd ask you why you didn't think it was a game, and then when you told me, I would have been like, all right,
that's yeah, like it's not a very interesting. Like, yeah, like sure, yeah. I mean, it's entertaining to some people and use a controller, so to me, it's a game. That's one
way. Like Nights in the Woods. Night in the Woods is a story-based game, very story-based. There's barely any gameplay in it, except we're walking left and right to one direction to another direction, and that's what this game is. But I was intrigued by the story. That's the thing with these guys. These guys make a good story, and it could have been done in a book, could have been done anywhere. Not as a movie, I don't think. But I knew it was going to be short, so which is why I played it and went through with it. Took a lot longer than I expected because I got lost because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Because the other games are pretty straightforward. They're like, here's a house, fucking check every room and find out what to do.
Sure.
And they don't really hold your hand and tell you what to do. You kind of just stumble around. Like I don't know how this story told me shit because you listen to radios and stuff because everyone has gone to the Rapture. And also, I wish when I asked you, is this a game? I wish you like mimicked throwing a glass and go, what is a game? And that would have been a good Castlevania
reference. From like, what is a man?
What is a man?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were referencing, but I'm like, I don't think I get what I'm missing.
Yeah. Okay. What is that game? Anyways, never mind. Forget it. Yeah, I don't know how the story, I don't know how they composed it, where I will go to like the right side of the town and like listen to a radio and be like, I don't know what's happening. It sounds like And I'm like, okay, well, that's the end of that. And then I go to like the left side of the town and turn on a radio, and she'll be like, sorry about that. Where was I? I'm like, how did you guys connect stories?
Okay, yeah.
Like, how did you know? Is it just always playing? Doesn't matter which radio I go to, the story will come out of that radio the way it's supposed to be said? Or am I just a fucking genius in knowing which way to go? Because I go to like, how you play the game is like, here's a town, and I go to like this door. Nope, nope. No, like Silent Hill. Go to this door, this door, this door, all locked. This door's open. Go inside, go upstairs, do the thing. You know, story. Then I go back outside, next door, next door, next door, this one. And then I just walk around. And that's, and there's no sprint button. They say there's a sprint button. There's no sprint button. So you're literally because that was a controversy with this game back in the day, that it was slow. Oh my God, it's slow. Very slow. So I find myself like slowly walking around this fucking field of grass, only to get to this point that shows a fence that I can't cross, only to have to fucking come back. And I looked online, and it's like, yeah, R2, they don't tell you this, but R2 is a sprint button. No, it's not. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do shit. And if it does, it's not fast enough. And I got an accidentally trophy because I went to go make a coffee and left the game on for 10 minutes. I got a trophy for that. So you get a trophy for doing nothing. Well, the game's about nothing. No, the game's
go to the rapture. Disappear. Okay. Let's let's move on.
Next game, Sonic Forces. I figured this game would also be really fast. It's Sonic Generations 2, but not as good.
Okay. That's a bummer.
Which is cute because when he sees the other Sonic, he goes, hey man, it's been generations since I saw you. I guess. Cute, right?
Yeah.
You can create your own Sonic character, which I thought was really cool. So I had Hannah create her own character. And then when she left the room, I changed it because it was terrible. It was like a bunny. I'm like, what are you doing? Making him cute. Gotta make him look rough. It's not that good.
It's terrible. Terrible father.
Proud of who I am. It's not that good of a Sonic game. Sonic is stuck in this weird 90s thing where they have like hardcore rock music blasting in the background as they're talking.
Okay.
They're like, Tails, are you going to come with me? Let me out. Like, the music in the background is like really loud. But you do switch between Sonic, the old school Sonic, and your created character, which I hate playing my created character.
Because you get to like pick like any sort of like make it more Knuckles or make it more Tails or make it more Sonic or is
it's just straight up Sonic.
Okay.
He just runs really fast, but he can have a weapon. That's the only difference.
Okay.
And I hated that part of it. I just wanted to finish. I was like, I don't care. That's when the gameplay will like show like gameplay recording stop because you enter the scene. I'm like, Sonic Forces, relax the fuck up. Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like nobody's gonna die for your goddamn story. It's a little over the top. A lot of characters I don't know, like the crocodile and everybody you can think of in the Sonic universe is in this game, which I'm like, there's so many of you. But they don't. It's a decent Sonic game. I expected it to be worse. It was really my 2 stars out of 5. I thought it would be worse. Could have been worse. It wasn't bad. I finished it. I won Final Fantasy VII. And you're true.
Okay. Kevin, I actually went back and revisited Stadia.
Nice.
Not on PC. So as annoyed as I was about that, I'm still that level of annoyed. But I'm going to say credit needs to be given where it's due. It works really well for my phone. I've got a Google Pixel 3a. It works.
Can you only play it if you have a Google Pixel or can I play it on my iPhone?
I will say that the intention's definitely that you would be able to play it on your iPhone. I don't know if the Stadia app is out yet or not. If I were to make a bet right now, I would say that yes, you could go to the App Store and get the Stadia app, download it, and play it.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but I'd be shocked if you couldn't.
Okay.
It's more of a commentary on the fact that it worked. Like it felt impressive. I played a little bit of Destiny 2.
Okay.
It just worked. It was fast.
Do you play with the controller or like touchscreen?
Controller.
Your Xbox controller?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so on your phone it allows it, but on the PC you need the Google Stadia controller.
Super frustrating. Super.
Wow. Okay.
Super frustrating. Yep. You are following precisely, and it just shows like, what the fuck are they doing over there? Now I'm hearing, and I don't know if the people are joking or not, but that they're rebranding Stadia and the free version is not going to be called Stadia anymore, and that there's going to be a messaging service rolled in to Stadia. I don't know what they're doing. It's too weird to
follow.
That was
the sound of Scott's jaw hitting the floor, by the way.
Yeah, me smacking my mic. I will say that if you are playing a game on Stadia and you have a good internet connection and you have a Pixel phone, it works really well.
Okay.
Don't do it. Go and sign up for Xbox Game Pass. If you got a Pixel phone, get xCloud and just have a way better time for $15 a month. Or $10 a month or whatever it is. It's awesome.
Amazing.
So, I did want to mention that. Kevin, last week I wanted to talk about, I finally started digging into RetroArch.
Yep.
What an impressive software bit that is.
Where? On PC?
PC.
Okay.
It's tinkering around with setting up different, I found an N64 core that worked. So I got to play that Odyssey, like test that Odyssey ROM out. That's cool. It worked. So nice. That was fun. Just like you had described, you get the file from the guy. I took the ROM. Then there was a website and you put the ROM in with the, and it does a patch online. I don't download my own software. And then it just worked. It was cool. There were three N64 emulators. The first one I tried, it didn't work very well. The second one I tried, it worked great. So I just kind of left it alone. RetroArch is fantastic. It lived absolutely up to the hype. I guess that's kind of all I can say about it.
Yeah, it's a good little emulator.
Now,
it's crazy how well it works.
Something else that was interesting is, you know, you brought up XCOM a couple weeks ago and just like, yeah. Well, the Gears of War Tactics game came out, which is that, but Gears of War.
Yeah.
And it was available on Game Pass. For me, it wouldn't download right. It took me days of downloading it. It would download a little bit, then air out, and I'd have to restart.
Oh, weird.
It was annoying. But this was maybe more weird than that is it's a Gears of War game, right? Does that say console first to you?
Yes.
To me, it does.
Yeah.
This just start off as PC, and it's a Gears branded tactics game. Weird. That's interesting to me.
Well, because it's tactics, I think it works better on PC.
Yes.
It's like how there's old versions of the games like Hitman and Tomb Raider on the phone because it works better on the phone.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Like from that perspective, it absolutely makes sense. But it's more like take a higher level look at it of it'd be like Halo starting on PC, like some sort of a Halo branded game. It's a Gears branded game that Microsoft bought. And they did it on PC, not Xbox first. As a priority. I don't know. That just seems like we've been talking about how Xbox feels like they're moving into the shift of a platform and they don't really care. As long as you're playing their games or whatever, or you're in their service, they don't care what iteration that you're picking. It just feels like, holy crap, they mean it. To use the Gears brand on something that's not going to be on console. Or maybe it eventually will, but right now it's not.
So it's only on Game Pass on the PC version?
It's only on PC, yeah. And I think it's only, I don't know if it's a Game Pass exclusive. I think you could probably buy it without Game Pass. But it's not.
So how are you downloading?
Huh?
How are you downloading it?
PC.
But through Game Pass or did you buy it?
Yeah, Game Pass. Yeah, sorry. But
okay, so that's what I mean. Different library.
Okay. I thought you meant like it was exclusive to Game Pass. I think you could buy it without Game Pass. Spend that $40 or $60 or whatever. It's a weird shift, I think. You know?
I don't know. That sounds right to me. It's like having a Halo card game on the iPhone. It's still Halo, but it's on the iPhone because it fits fine on it. I've seen that happen.
Sure. Didn't it feel like Microsoft was like ignoring PC back in the 360 days and everyone considered it to be this dying platform or whatever? or it just wasn't taken serious. I don't know. Just
I never felt that way. I always felt they were pretty in cahoots with PC. I never felt like it was something separate.
Yeah. Well, they're really breaking down those barriers even more. You know. So, I just thought that was kind of interesting and cool. I have not really tried the game. I finally did get it to download and install, but haven't given it a chance yet. I'm still playing a little bit of Freedom Finger. I have not gotten to the ASAP Rock level yet, but I'm on a boss right now that's hard as shit. It's got a great song I'm listening to, though, by Tobacco, who I like Tobacco a lot, so it's very cool. Halo Reach, I installed that on PC, Kevin. Runs great. And then I stopped playing because I'd rather play 3 before I play Reach again. But I downloaded it because I just wanted to see. I forgot to mention last episode that I actually, utilizing Zoom, was able to play Jackbox Party Pack with, my brother and his wife, my sister and her husband, and my mom and my dad. And we all did it remotely like this.
Oh, that's cool.
They were joking. They're like, oh, I feel like you're on the I'm on the podcast because it was this setup. This was.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then, did I tell you that I took an old work PC and put a new graphics card in it?
You told me in messages, not on the podcast.
Okay. So I got a Radeon 580, an 8 gig, version of it for $115. So, that was a big upgrade to this, AMD Phenom, I think. It's a 6-core, no hyper threading. Kind of a work machine that was a decent mid-range work machine 5 or 6 years ago. But it's doing a phenomenal job with this, like, mid-range graphics card of being, like, a really fun gaming machine. Forza 4, or Forza Horizon 4, preset to 1440p and was running buttery smooth at high quality graphics. It might have been Gears of War. I downloaded Gears 5 just to see, and it preseted to Ultra, I think.
Wow.
Or maybe Metro 2030, or Metro Exodus, the 2019 Metro game. Maybe that came out to Ultra. I don't know, but this is like budget ass PC that's probably worth $400 or $500 right now is crushing games. It's really fun. So I had a lot of fun doing that too.
It's better than my laptop, it sounds like.
It is. And this is all shit that was going to be thrown away. So I personally have $100 into this thing. $115.
Nice.
So, I don't know. Like, as far as gaming goes, I've been really stressed at work and whatnot. Just intense and all that kind of stuff. And, for me, I've just enjoyed, I think you can tell maybe the tinkering of things right now more than anything. You know, seeing Stadia work was fine. I moved on. Getting RetroArch to work and move on, that was fine. Getting Gears Tactics to finally download and move on. Halo Reach, seeing how that ran. Those kinds of things is kind of where I've been at, from a gaming perspective recently. And it's been nice because I liked jumping around and has certainly been a cathartic and helpful thing right now. So, I don't know. That's kind of it for what I've been playing. We had a couple of things from Demez real quick, and then I think I'm going to call it a show, man.
Cool. So I want to say that the reason why, I mean, for the next couple of weeks, be prepared to listen to me talk about Final Fantasy VII and a side game, usually, in that case, because I'm going to be focusing only on Final Fantasy VII. That's it. That's it.
That's it. Get ready.
And the Vita game, maybe, and the Switch game.
We'll announce spoilers at least, right? Right? Did I lose you? Oh, we might have lost him. I didn't want to tell Kevin, so I'm still recording right now. So this could end the show.
I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Okay. I'm not going to tell you until we're done then what I was going to tell the audience. So, all right. Well, we got some comments from Dumez, good buddy from the other coast of Canada. Well, you're not really on the coast, but.
I'm in the center.
You're the center. Like, I'm, like, in the center of America. We're not really. We're more east, but we're Midwest. We don't get to call the
coast. I'm southeast? I don't know where I am. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you are southeast. Let me start. Oh, there are... didn't he?
Eh?
I don't know. I thought that I saw something from Demez that I'm not seeing.
On the YouTube channel?
Yeah. Anyways, I'll read what's here. He says, there are two things every real man needs in his life. One is a big game backlog. The other is a piss jug beside your bed. This is gross. Could you imagine? He said he claims that having a pee jug next to his bed changes his life. No more waking up in the middle of the room to walk to your bathroom.
I had a pee jug next to my bed.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually...
No, that's fine. I'll be in the minority. That's fucking wild to me.
Well, no, there's a story to that as well, but it's kind of gross, but... I gotta say it now. My stepdad drank my piss by accident.
Was he a dickhead?
No.
Oh, that's too bad then.
So I had a container of orange juice in my room, which during the night I peed in because I was a dirty little teen. And he used to put some orange juice in his wine when he'd drink it just to kind of soften it. Yeah. So he went to my room, saw a jug of orange juice, said, fucking A, put that shit in his wine and drank it. And then he's like, he's a little off. My mom's like, where'd you get that from? And he's like, Kevin's room. And she's like, oh no. And he's like, oh no. So yeah.
Good story. Very disgusting, but it's pretty funny.
My brother had a pee container, like the, I forgot what they're called, under his bed. My brother, he doesn't listen, but he had that under his bed and he'd pee in it like a freaking elephant. And one day he had a girl over and they were both on his bed and the bed broke and
I crushed. That's
the whole thing just splashed on the floor when the bed mattress landed on, and he had to explain what that was.
Oh my god!
So yes, I agree with them as
I don't. I think your brother's story is exactly why I'm not. Now I'm fortunate. I have a half bath in my bedroom, so I'm quite lucky there. Let's see. He also tells a story about the first time semen came out of his penis. So we're not going to talk about that one, but it was related to Married with Children. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, I want, reports of major game sales on the show. So there you go. He goes for it. There was somewhere in there. I swear to God, he was like, oh my God, you were wearing a MAGA hat.
He thought you were wearing a MAGA hat?
He thought it was last week because I was wearing my Red Wings hat. I had a red hat on.
Oh. Well, to be honest, with your hat that you're wearing now, every time I look at you fast, it looks like you have the Mario Odyssey hat. Like, it looks like two eyes on the top when I do, like, a quick glance.
Really?
Whatever that logo is. But, yeah, it always looks like two eyes on top of your head.
I don't know which. Is this an N, a backwards N, or a forwards N? It's supposed to be an N with an interlocking D.
Now I see it when you're like direct at me. When you look up, I only see like a little bit of it. So cool. It always looks like a
cappy. That's cool. I wish there was a blue cappy. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
And then I think that's it. I don't think we got any emails I want to read on the show or anything like that this week. So that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank everybody very much for listening. Kevin, did you have any final thoughts before I run through any of the, wash your hand. What's up, dude? How you doing, man?
Who's that?
Catch you, on the audio podcast. Yeah. Oh, also, hey, send us a link to, your girlfriend's performance with, Carmen Sandiego, Sean Altman, I think was his name. But good to see you, Ben. Kevin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. God, I didn't hear what you
these
said.
These mics are so good that you go silent, and I'm like, is he gone? No, I was saying Ben didn't get us the information about his girlfriend's live act with the guy.
Oh, Carmen Sandiego?
Carmen Sandiego with him, yeah.
Ah, right.
But any other final thoughts before you said no?
Wash your hands, stay safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Keep fingers crossed and we'll be able to be around human beings again soon. Dude, I've been so grateful to be able to be a golfer recently. I've played a lot of golf so far. And luckily with golf, you can be socially distant, but around each other, it's been absolutely amazing. So I think that's going to be it. So, yeah, Kevin, stay safe, do all that fun stuff. That's going to be it, everybody, for episode 318 of the Classic Leap Podcast. If you would like to support the show, please go to the Amazon links in the description of any platform you're listening. And if you go through... If you go to Amazon through those links and buy something, we'll end up getting a small commission. Our RSS feed is available at our website if you don't find us on whatever podcast app you are using. If you could leave us a review anywhere, that would be awesome. Podcast Addict, which is the podcast app I use on Android, has user reviews now. So if anybody would like to leave us a review, that would be awesome. Thank you to Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use music as intro and outro music for the show. And yeah, that's going to be it. So I want to echo again Kevin's sentiment and hope everybody stays safe and hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. And yeah, I want to thank you very much for listening to episode 318 and we'll see you next week for episode 319.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.